Yeah, I pulled it right up.
Okay.
Hello, I'm Felicia Vereen, always known as Fee.
Hey, Fee, and I'm your girl, Sharita Three, better known as Red.
And we are Inspire Her, the Total Woman Podcast, a new podcast all about uplifting you.
Yes.
Because friends, face it, you are awesome.
We'll be chatting up about topics we love to talk about, all the things we as women must juggle every day, and the ish we complain about.
But who's listening?
Girl,
we'll chat about the struggle, the job, and about him. Mm. You know who we're talking about.
Girl.
That boo, husband, boyfriend, ex, whatever you're calling them today.
Mm.
Our lovely hellions, kids.
Our angels. But seriously, friends, life happens, and we don't always get a chance to talk about it. We take it on the chin, and we keep it moving.
Because that's what we were told to do.
Yep.
But here on Inspire Her, the Total Woman Podcast with Red and Fee, we are the friends you love to hang out with. We are here to inspire her, the Total Woman.
Yes.
Hey, hey.
Hi.
Hey.
How you doing, Red?
I'm doing all right. I'm kind of thrown off because today is Wednesday and we usually record on Thursday, so it's like tomorrow's not Friday. No, I'm just kidding.
I got a special event my goddaughter is having, and so I had to maneuver a little bit, just a little bit. But I'm having a time, y'all. I got this shingle shot. You know that if you got the chicken pox vaccination, you have shingles living in your body. And I heard so many people who have had the shingles, so I said, let me go and get my shot.
Oh, yeah.
Well, my arm is swollen right here, and it itches, and it was hurting. And I'm like, if the second one feel like this, I might say no.
Well, you got two shots. Oh, my goodness.
It's two shots.
I guess I'll eventually get it. I did have the chicken pox, so I heard it was very painful. So
you better hurry up.
Yeah,
but
I'm scared into getting it, and my arm hurts.
Mm. Yeah, but wait till you meet someone that has had shingles. You'll go get the other one.
I know. That's why I did it. And for you who had the chickenpox vaccination, you need to go and get your shingle shot because you have shingles living in your body already. So that's our public announcement for tonight. Get your shingle shot, ladies, gentlemen, everybody. Get your shingle shot. Guess what?
What?
We are talking about something that we already know about. We got experience with tonight.
We do.
Younger men. Being involved with younger men, I was married to one 10 years younger than me, and you're currently married to one 6 years younger than me. So we have a little bit of experience.
We do.
There was only a couple of things. I don't feel like there was much difference because I had kind of a old soul. So he was pretty good. I don't know. If I can say as good as our guest, though.
No. No. You got us both put together.
Miss Tammy Sue, tell us a little bit about yourself before we get into the topic.
Okay. I used to own restaurants, and I decided at one point I was not going to babysit anymore or be a glorified babysitter, so I jumped into the digital world. I had always done graphic design and whatnot, so now I own a company called Automated, with a two, and Smarksy, hence Little Miss Smarksy Pants. Mm-hmm. So Smarksy is the graphic design that feeds the automation, and we do newsletters. It all works hand in hand. So that's what I do.
Well, look, if you guys need automation and graphic design, Miss Tammy Sue is your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, tonight we are on here and we are talking about being involved with younger men.
Mm.
I am dating a younger man and I love it. Wow. Miss Sammy Sue loves her younger man. So tell us about your man.
Okay. Well, first I do want to say that I know originally you wanted us maybe both to come on, and he's very private, right? So I did mention to him tonight that I was coming on here, and it almost sounded like there might have been a little wiggle room. So, yeah. But he's okay with me doing this, which is good. But people change, you know? And in the beginning, he was very, like I was very, I didn't want anybody to know.
Right.
But, okay, so do you want to know how we met?
Yeah, we want to know it all.
So first I'm going to start by saying there's a 21-year difference, and we've been together 9 years. Okay, so that's a pretty big thing, you know, 9 years. A lot of growing pains. So I owned a restaurant and he worked for me. And I was like a pit bull, if you can imagine. I owned two and I was building out a third. So these were all my children, you know, everybody that worked for me. And every Valentine's Day, it literally looked like Cupid threw up in my restaurants. I had boas. I had Swarovski crystal high heel shoes that you got your bill in. I mean, it was crazy. I wore a long red gown and I made all my staff dress up. So he was walking by and he said to me, he goes, "Will you be my Valentine?" And I, of course, went, "Oh, how sweet." Well, the energy that went through us was insane.
Wow.
It was insane. And I just backed away. And then I walked back into my office and I went, "Holy shit, what was that?" Right? Sorry for swearing.
You're fine. I'll be like, please, I'm old enough to be your mama. That's
right. Yeah. And I'd been approached before, and I was dating at the time someone who was 12 years older than me. I'd always dated older men. I would always dated wealthy older men. And it was just what I was comfortable with and the lifestyle that I lived. Mm-hmm. And so I just, you know, breathed a little bit. And then every time he walked by me, he would just brush his fingers like, and the energy would just come through. And I'm like, "What the hell is it? What is this?" You know? Mm-hmm. So I then at that point started looking at my current relationship and saying, you know, am I really happy? If this is happening, am I really happy in my current relationship with my partner? And I wasn't. And so it took two weeks. And of course, you know, kissing in the corner and all that good fun stuff, you know, that we shouldn't have been doing. Mm-hmm. I called up my partner and I literally said to him, "Are you happy?" And he said, "No, not really." And I said, "Neither am I. So let's do something about it." So I sold my restaurant and I said, "This is just going to be a plaything, Kyle. This is just temporary. You're like my little play toy while I go through this breakup and build out the third restaurant." And here we are 9 years later.
Wow.
So
no.
So did he ever say, "No, this is not going to be a plaything. I'm going to show you," or did he?
He sure did.
He did. So he knew.
He actually told me years later, but he told me that his friend got a job at my restaurant and he got his friend fired so he could work there.
What?
Oh, yeah.
He had his eyes.
He already had his plan.
Yeah, he had a plan. He like, you know, would be like, "Hey, dude, come on, let's go. Don't go to work. Yeah. Wow. So
how did you all go about, I mean, 21-year difference. What Like, did he like some different things that you liked? Was he immature in the beginning?
Oh my God, he had a man bun. He had a man bun. Listen, and
there's one of the silver foxes that have a man bun, and I would be okay with it.
I wasn't, because, okay, mind you, I catered to the high-end clientele, people who paid $90,000 to be part of a country club, mm-hmm. you know? And so pressure for me was, I had a running account with a consignment store so that my clothes, anything I wore, any dress would go into the consignment and I get a new one, because women would get on me. Oh, I saw you in that dress before. Really? I mean, the pressure was on. I had to be thin. I had to look good. I always had to wear something different. And so when I met him, I started to walk away from all of those feelings. And he brought me back to a little bit of normalcy, mm-hmm. I guess you could say, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was a good thing. Forgot where I was going with all of that. I guess my age is setting in.
With the man bun, it's as professional, and it probably made him look younger or his age, possibly.
Yes. So what I did was I took him to the salon and I had his hair done, cut. Took him and got him a whole bunch of clothes, restyled him. I went and got a new Mercedes. I leased Mercedes at the time, so I didn't want people to see my car with him in it. So if I switched it up, nobody would know it was me. Right? That was my thinking. So, because I really didn't want anybody to know. It was kind of like hiding him, you know.
Was there a shame, or you just didn't want anybody in your business to hear other people's comments? Oh, he's too young for you. What you doing with that young boy? He's not going to do like that kind of stuff.
They expected, you know, I owned an Italian restaurant that was... They expected things from me, and that was not one of them. And I just did not want to deal with any of that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So, any questions up until now? You guys experienced the same sort of thing?
I experienced just different ways of doing things to me that was... just not my way of doing it. And I just felt at the time I felt like that was immaturity, but I learned later on that that's just the difference in how we learn to do things, you know, the difference in what we saw coming up or whatever. And we have he's Haitian, and you know, he grew up in a Haitian family, and they have their own way of doing things. And that's how he learned to do it. But at
That was culture based.
Culture, mm-hmm. yes.
Okay.
And at that time,
The different way of doing things. I was blessed in a way that I dated older men, but it never really mattered or made sense to me until I was with my partner in the restaurants. He would say to me, because he had done it before, you know, and he would say to me, okay, you want to have a band? Well, how much square footage are you going to use? And, you know, how much money is that going to make per square foot? And he would make me think about things that he already thought about in his career. And I thought my way was the right way. So we butt heads. Because I'm young, I was growing up, I thought I knew better. And so when Kyle and I got together, I took that into consideration. Instead of yelling at him, he had to make his own mistakes, had to. You know, there's no way around it. You got to sit back and go, God, that's so stupid. But you got to let him, right?
I feel like I'm doing that with my children. So did you feel like you were treating him like a child in the beginning?
I was saving him from himself. Okay, how do I say this? So first there was the relationship tingles. Then there was a trauma bond, okay? And so the trauma bond came because one of my employees came in late at night and tried raping me, pretty much. And so I went to the police, turned out it was Black Mafia in that town, and nothing was done. And I had gone to Kyle that night to console me, right? Mm-hmm. And so we kind of bonded over that a little bit. I'm sure that makes sense to you. Mm-hmm. But so then it was the decision of, you know, do we stick around? Do we do this? And he's not a plaything anymore. Mm-hmm. And again, I forgot the question that you asked me. This is age.
No, I was asking, did you feel like at that point, did you feel like he was your child? Like you had to kind of lead him?
A little bit, like when it came to saving him from himself. He didn't have the best upbringing, right? And so when his mom had a lot to do with the not so good upbringing.
Okay.
So I would try to point things out to him instead of telling him what to do. Like my ex-boyfriend did. He would tell me what to do instead of letting me work through it because I was growing as an adult. So I kind of let him make his own decisions and sometimes had to back away. Or, you know, we all realize when people bring out the ugly in you, right? And so at those times when he did that, you just walk away and then you explain to him, hey, you're pushing buttons. You know, he didn't know that he was pushing buttons. But I think the saving grace, I don't, kind of for us, was he went to prison.
Mm.
Okay. And I say that, and it was only for a year. He did something before I met him, and it came back on him. It was stupid. He was with his friends. He was young, and they did something stupid. But anyhow, he had time to think. And I was his ride or die, you know. I had the choice at that time. I was seeing a very wealthy man, and I decorated his house, and I was driving his BMW, and he was driving my Mercedes. And, you know, I had the choice of leaving him and going with Kyle and, you know, or staying with him. Well, I was in his office. He was a doctor. I was in his office, and a lady came in that he knew from his past. And she said, yeah, you know, I need some help. You know, my doctor friend said, well, what's going on? The younger guy that I was dating, we broke up. And I kind of cringed. I went, oh my God, no, I don't want that to be me. She mm-hmm. said, is that fair? I don't want that to be me. So I kind of thought long and hard, and I would go see him every weekend. And one day I heard the doctor on the phone with his friend, and he goes, she's not the kind of girl that I would usually date, but, and that was all I needed to hear. Everything turned off. He was saying that about me, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Because, you know, over in Palm Beach, you got to be like a size 2. And okay, so one of the pictures I sent you, Felicia, I was skinny mini. My hair's long to the side, right? I mean, I was pretty much starving myself, you know, just to keep up with the Joneses. And I thought, there's more out of life than just being a trophy or a something or a sex object. And so I made the decision to pack all my stuff up. I left my condo, and I never told the doctor where I went. I just disappeared.
Oh, wow.
I just disappeared. And I moved up closer to where Kyle was. And, you know, yeah.
Comfort. He made you feel good. He didn't judge you like these other guys in Palm Beach did.
Yes, correct. And you know, he's allowed me to grow. Like up till now, you know, he works and he's good at what he does, and he's smart, and he's turned into a man. It's amazing, but I've watched him grow from, you know, his age to a man. You know, he's made some stupid decisions. The friends that we have, we now learn, you know, he used to go, you don't let me have any friends. Well, because he's a blooming idiot, or he tried kissing me while you went out the door, or, you know, so we've learned that if one of us says, you know, can we take another look at this person, that we collectively go yes or no. And so our group of friends is very, very, very small. None of them, they're all surprised when I tell them how much age difference there is, you know. So I don't have family that will judge me. I don't talk to them. I haven't for years. And I really, quite frankly, don't care at this point.
Is it because of Kyle that you and your family don't talk?
No, okay. No. My family and I don't talk just because my father couldn't control me like he could the rest of the family. And, you know, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah. Did your friends think that he, because you owned the restaurant and stuff, that he was after you for your money? Or did people think that he was after you for your money?
At first, I think the other employees did. They called us the Kyle and Tammy Show. I mean, you know, but I would put I tested them. I would put $6,000 in my purse and I would go run errands and I would leave my purse in the car and I came back and it was still there. And I did that on multiple occasions. So, you know, we learned to trust each other and be there for each other. And it's funny because on day one, when he started working there, he came to me and I was unloading inventory and he asked me a question and I looked at him and I said, if you want to continue working here, you don't just come to me with a problem. You bring a solution. I said, because what you just did right now was you threw a problem in my lap while I'm trying to inventory. Right. And he looked at me and he says, I'll never do it again. Thank you. And he goes, I got this. And he went off and he was making good decisions. And so I didn't stop him. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Yeah.
That's a good thing though. I mean, it seems like you gave him that space to grow where he needed to be for you.
Yes. And
my question is the 21 age difference between y'all. Is he the man of the house?
Yeah.
Okay. So he makes, you all make decisions together, but, you know.
Yes, I don't kick him out under the knees, you know. I try to make him feel like a man. I don't want to be his mother, and I straight up told him that. I am not your mother, you know. But it's hard for me to say that now because his mom has passed, you know. And that was his only family.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, the whole now, okay, so if you are going to ever date a younger person, number one, you need to come to grips with you are going to get old. You are. And so, you know, you're going to look in the mirror and you're going to see other people eyeing him but if he's for you and he loves you, he tells you every day, he tells me every day that he loves me. I mean, I don't look for him to cheat. I don't have any reason to. I let him explore life. I don't ever want to hold him back. Mm-hmm. Like today, we had a discussion about him getting his motorcycle license. You know, our friends just bought a new motorcycle and I think he wants to buy a motorcycle now. And I'm like scared to death. But I can't stop him. You know, he's a guy. Every guy wants to own a motorcycle.
That's true.
Right?
So, Tammy, do you have any children?
Do not. We have two little Chorky dogs. They have their own Facebook page and reels and TikTok. And, you know, they're our kids. That was a hard thing for me. I almost broke up with him 25 times because I did not want to be the one that took away his ability to have children. Oh my God, I forgot. When we first got together, okay, I got to tell you this. This was important because we took a walk down a pier, and the pier went straight, straight, turned, right? So every time it came to a turn, we would say what we wanted. This is 10 years down the road. Where are we now? Right? So we go, this is 15 years. Where are we now? And so when we got to the end, I was older than him. I had set up something where we were making a ton of money, and I was going to find him a baby mama. I was going to find him someone that he could have children with, because I feel like when he's 40, you know, he can still be a dad.
Mm-hmm. You know? And men have babies. It's no limit. We're the ones with limits on how long we can have kids. Men can have kids.
I'm done. I can't.
So you don't even want to, if he adopt a kid.
You just never want to be a mother.
I don't want to be fully responsible. And I know that when we got the dogs, I said, I'm not getting up every morning and every night. And, you know, who gets up every morning? Right? So a kid is hard work. I mean, it's hard work.
Yeah, you're being real and being honest. You know, everybody doesn't want to be a mother. Everybody doesn't want that responsibility, and there's nothing wrong with that.
You absolutely. Yeah. It is a lot of work. I have one, and she has three. Mm-hmm. So
I got a set of twins.
How awesome!
Sometimes I want to choke mine, but. You know, so I totally understand, and I commend you for knowing that that's something that you didn't want. Now, have you asked him, did he say he was okay? He didn't want any kids?
Well, he wanted children at first, you know, but then once he realized what is out there and what life is really like and, you know, how hard it would be, you know, he's okay with not. You know, he loves to play with kids. Maybe not so much now as he did a couple years ago, but yeah. So we're past that. That no longer bothers me anymore. What bothers me now? Well, you know, everybody's growing their hair out, right? Gray. Oh, embrace the gray, right? On TikTok and everything. So my hair was growing out. And I'm like, honey, I think I'm going to let my hair grow. I think it got to like here. And I said, hell no, cover it up. Because you could definitely see the age difference then at that point.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have to embrace the fact that I am getting older, and you know, I got to go to the gym now, and yeah.
What are some of the things you guys have in common? Music, movies, you know, the culture, you know, what do you guys have in common?
I guess just the simplicity of life. We're not really materialistic anymore. We have a golf cart that we jacked up, and we go through the woods, and you know, we experience new things together. We're both loving creatures. So when we love hard and we love deep. And so we're there for each other, I guess. So, okay, let me explain it to you like this. Two people can grow and they come back to each other, right? And the minute they do this, they get too far apart. And it makes it very difficult to come back to each other. Mm-hmm. And so we do things, and, you know, we always keep making sure we come back. So that right there is enough to have in common with anybody, because if they can do that, and you can, you never fall out of love at the same time. That makes sense?
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you deal with any insecurities that you may have? Like younger women checking him out, maybe you're getting a little older, maybe the gray hair. How do you deal with your insecurity? And I'm sure he has some too.
He does. Like, he's losing his hair now, you know? You just deal. You can't, depends on what it is. You know, I mean, I'm a strong personality, I guess. So if a younger woman comes around, then I can kind of spot, you know, even spot a turd.
You know how to get her out of there. You know, you probably can give him a look that says.
No, he will turn around and give. See, okay, so he was at work, right? He had this one job, and this new girl came in, and I used to go, oh, anybody new today? Because they were always hiring. And he started acting different. And I could recognize, you know, how he was with me and short. And so I picked up his phone one day, and sure enough, this girl was talking to him, you know, sending messages. So she, knowing that he had a boyfriend, got emotionally sucked him in. Now, you and I both know that men are weak. A woman can do that. And she should have known better, right? So, but anyhow, he was caught. And I learned how to see the signs. And then I caught him talking to his ex-girlfriend from years ago. Okay, my ex-boyfriend keeps messaging me, you know, but I have short conversations to get rid of them. Mm-hmm. Not a big deal, but I can tell when he's feeling guilty and he knows that. And so I really don't have any issues. And if a girl comes along that is cute or whatever, he might look at me like, she'll go, she got a nice butt. But I mean, you just got to deal with it. It's younger women do it. Younger women deal with other young women with their man.
But it's not just him. He might have to deal with it too. Another man, an older man comes by and.
Oh, yes.
With money.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. He worries about that a lot because he knows that when we're out, you know, he knows I will have no problem if he wants, you know, but I don't, right? So every once in a while, I'll be like, hey, you know that guy? You know, got hit on today. I'll just throw it at him just to remind him. It feels good, you know? Yeah. But,
yeah.
That is, I mean, you know, it's I think it's just when you love somebody or when somebody loves you, love has no age, right? You love who you love, your heart loves who it loves, and that's just it. Like, do you, you know, at some point it's like that I was concerned about is that one day I'm gonna wake up and they're just, you know, the older I get, there just may not be anything in common. Like, you know, at some point, 10 years older, 21 years older, you're going to stop being interested in certain things. Maybe. Because they say women, as we get older.
Are you talking about sex?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So it's not all about that.
Okay.
Mm-mm. You know that, right? I mean, is that what you, I have a hard time, you know, like, okay, we'll go a month without sex and then we'll have a couple drinks and we'll look at each other and go, we gotta have sex. He's like, I don't, you know? And it's just that, okay, so I come from the generations of men approach a woman when they want sex. Mm-hmm. He comes from the opposite. So if I'm waiting for him and he's waiting for me, guess what?
Is that real? Like the men, men are waiting for you to come to them?
Yes.
Younger men. Mm-hmm.
I agree with you on that one. Yes. Because I'm being
Yeah. So
from the generation, I mean, I'm not caught up in that generation because I know if I wanted it, I would talk to my man and say, give him a little something to let him know that it's time. But I never really thought that men want, I mean, because I know they think that it's our decision, but not that they're waiting for us to say we want it.
I think if you're in a relationship and you're living together and, you know, like, it's just so much stuff going on, like, you look up and, dang, it's been a month since we had sex. It's not like we're angry with each other or upset with each other. It's just life is life and things are happening and we're just too exhausted, you know, at the end of the night, you know. So I could see how it could turn into a month.
Yeah.
Well, usually I was talking about when our bodies get older, we're not interested anymore. And how would that affect everything?
Okay.
If you're not,
so
if he's getting to his peak and he wants it and you're just like, I'm not failing.
Okay, so it's not that I'm a plethora of information. Oh my gosh. It's amazing. Like just talking to y'all, how I've realized how I analyze, I guess, steps that I've taken in the relationship and things I've looked at and how it affects and changes. You know, who is it that has on their signature about the choices we make and to own them? Maybe. Which one? Yes, I love that. I love that. And so the choices that I make, you know, I have to own them. So in realizing that, you know, sex is not even close to what it used to be when I was younger, there is, okay, so painful sex, right, is a thing. It is a thing. And so without all of the foreplay and everything that happens as you get older, what happens is, you know, like sometimes it hurts when you're, it hurts when you're horny, right? So why? Well, I guess your uterus swells up with all that blood. It's like they, excuse me for everything, anything I say right now, but they refer to it as blue balls. Like that's what a man would feel with blue balls. So the hurt that you're feeling is all that blood rushing through you and it's not used to it. So without the foreplay, you know, nothing, it just becomes painful because now your body's going, no, stop, right? So I thought maybe it was because I was dry, but on the entrance, I'm not dry. So I thought maybe up inside, I'm dry. Let me try this gel stuff that they have, right? So he's like, honey, no, I can't even feel you. You're like, it's like awful. So, okay. So now, honey, we need foreplay. Again, they work all day, come home. They're tired. Mm-hmm. They don't want to do all the foreplay. Would he love it in the perfect world if I just said, you know, hey, I'm going to get on my knees for you. And that was all his sex life consisted of? Probably so. But that's not me. That's not who I am. I need to be stimulated and turned on. So we find ways. We come to a point where it's like, it just happens. And, you know, we've accepted it. You know, his age group watches a lot of porn. That's just what they do. They grew up on Pornhub. You know, I don't watch a lot of porn. So I'll watch it with him every now and again, but it's not my cup of tea. So when you say, what do we have in common?
Well, hold on. What you said makes a lot of sense. And I'm sitting here thinking like, yeah. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit more painful. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you are not, you know, the kissing of the neck and the touching and all those things that we, you know, fell in love with them for and lusted after them, you know, I wanted to be pushed up against the wall and kissed. And he did that to me when we first started dating. And I said to him, how come you don't do that anymore? He goes, because I really don't like it.
Say, ain't no 50 Shades of Grey right here.
Yeah. So
you don't have to sit down and have conversations about things that may have changed along the way, instead of, you know, one person thinking, oh, well, they don't feel the same way about me. No, it may just be.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah. And you never know what it is. I mean, you could, something could be wrong. This, I mean, you know, hey, but I did look up the whole swelling, and because I was like, why does it hurt when I'm horny? This sucks. So, but yeah. Anyway.
I've not experienced that, but that's something that that I need to think about now.
When it happens, you'll be like, that's what she was talking about.
This whole conversation is something, not only we've gone into another part of the conversation, but this is something that women need to know. Like, when you're getting older, this is what's going to happen to you. So maybe I need to get a woman.
I'm here.
Well, you know what? I've got the domain that I'm really, it's painfulsex.com, right? So I've had that for years and I haven't done anything with it, but I'm going to, and I've been to, how do I say this? So I have a group of girlfriends who are all on the speech tour, you know, they speak and everything. Mm-hmm. And I went to an event with them once and they told me that I should be speaking about sex. And I was like, well, I don't want to speak about sex. I don't want the stigma attached to it, you know?
Well, doing it like this, talking about things that women of a certain age might experience that they have no clue about, and the doctors don't tell you about it, that's helpful. Helpful. So people know what to do about it, and you're not surprised, like, oh my God, what's going on?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that is helpful. So you might need to think about that.
You know, I've been through menopause. So you go through that stage where you bleed like crazy and, you know, he goes through it with you, right? And so he doesn't know if he can touch you or not. And so you've got to be very vocal of, you know, wow, that's over with. Woo! It's finally over with. Okay. And so he doesn't know how to read. Is it okay? Can I touch? Can I not? And it just becomes part of the everyday for them. So, you know, there are things you can do, like have a cup, take a mug. When it's turned up, you're good. And it's in a certain spot. Turned up, you're good to go. Upside down, you're not. There's just little things that you can do.
That's cute to do.
Yeah.
So that he won't feel bad. You know, exactly. He won't you when, you know, you're not feeling like being touched. That's pretty smart. That is smart.
So you just better make sure that cup doesn't get dusty.
Exactly. So he won't feel like neglecting him or not in the mood for any particular reason other than what's going on. Sounds like you guys have found really creative ways to make this thing work.
Yeah, we have. And you know, the common thread in all of this is, you know, we did that walk in the beginning. I have to say that we planned out our future before anything really happened. And so knowing that we decided, when we did decide that this wasn't just a plaything, that we were going to be there for each other.
Mm-hmm.
You know, every other relationship I've been in, you know, you pissed me off, I'm leaving now, or I can't take this, or I can't live like this, or, you know, I've never been a ride or die for anyone, ever. Nobody has ever treated me as kind and wholeheartedly, like, given me himself, and he, like, literally took his heart, put it in my hands, and said, here. So what do you do with that? So, you know, you cherish that. You know, he, I guess when you stop masturbating to the person you're with, it's done.
So let me ask you a question. So have you ever guys ever thought about getting married?
Well, I didn't want to. I'd been married once before, and getting a divorce is absolutely horrible. And being married, I feel like I'm a caged bird. So for me, I don't know. I just don't think I ever want to get married again. Unless he's super, 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 uber, uber, uber rich. I am out. But yeah, I mean, Kyle's okay with it. But he asks me every now and again. He'll throw it out there, you know. I'm just not ready. I don't feel the need for it, right? I mean, if you can tell me a good reason why two people should get married.
I just think that it's a choice, of course. But I want to be married because I want to know, you know, that's a bond that I have with you that is.
That bond ain't going to help. If that person wants to be with you, they're going to be with you regardless. They're going to walk out the door whether they're married to you or not. Mm-mm.
No, I think for me, it's just something I want to do. It's something that I believe in.
Is this your first marriage?
Yeah, that was my first marriage.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. See, when you go, so you haven't joined the divorce club yet, have you?
She is.
I don't want to say ever. I hope you never do.
I'm divorced. She's married. I'm divorced. Divorced.
She's okay. Married. But that so was you ever been divorced, Red?
Yeah, she has.
Okay.
I'm separated.
She's separated right now.
So, you know, if you're thrown into that divorce club, you can't never get out.
Well, yeah. I mean.
Can't, no take backs on that one.
I mean, it's divorced, but hopefully I hope to be married again.
Yeah. So you need to feel that for security.
I personally, let me say this, I don't live with men. I don't do that. If I'm not married to you, I'm not going to live with you.
Okay. Okay.
So
it sounds like it's just values and, you know, your values and your beliefs are different. You're okay with, you know, being life partners and you feel like you're getting everything from that, whereas Fee, born Christian based, so she believed in, you know, not cohabitating, not being married. So neither one of you are wrong. It's just what your belief is, you know.
Sometimes I wish that I could retrain my brain to think some other kind of way. But I tried it once and I was just like, I just want to be married because I just feel a certain way. I don't know what.
I know what you're talking about. I went through the same thing, but until Kyle, I never felt this way. Like, I wish everybody could have what we have. I mean,
sounds like y'all have a great relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
I wish he would have come online. I'm gonna put a picture of you. Is it okay for us to put a picture of you guys on the page to just let people know?
Yeah, that's fine.
See a picture of you two together.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. It just sounds like it works for you. You know, and it's like what we believe in, what we see. You know, I didn't live with a man until my husband. I didn't live with anybody. I don't think it was because of like these reasons. It just didn't happen for me. So, but I grew up in a two parent household, so that's what I saw. I don't know. It was just
When I got married, the first night we went home, he fell asleep on the bed. I went to wake him up. He picked up a lamp and threw it across the room. I don't know. He said he was in the military and, you know, this had never happened. I had never lived with him before. And yeah, no, that was crazy. That was 4 years of insanity. I'll never do that again. But you don't know people's habits, you know?
You've had
so you live with them.
You've had some trauma. So that, like, is you know, embedded in your mind. Like, you want to be able to go and not have to go through this red tape if this doesn't work out. You know, yeah, so I feel you. I get it 100%. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The red tape lasted for 2 years, and it was heartbreaking. Yeah. I mean, yeah. So.
I guess that's, you know, because I didn't experience.
You didn't.
My ex-husband are still really good friends. Like, we're still really cool with each other. And my divorce was amicable. We didn't try to take from each other. We just took what we came in with. And he still, like, as I told you before we came on here, he's getting ready to try to adopt my daughter, because that's her dad.
That's awesome.
So I wish everybody could divorce amicably. It's not, I mean, you don't have to try to tear somebody apart when you get divorced. You know, you just aren't made for each other, and that's just it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. And I think my internet is messing up again.
But I used to work for a divorce attorney.
We definitely.
Hello?
I'm here. What were you saying, Tammy?
I used to work for a divorce attorney, and she used to say everybody fights over the damn rocking chair. You know? And that's the problem with divorces. You want to fight over the rocking chair. We had one couple that fought over the deck, the screws in the deck. I mean, when the judge said, list out everything in the house, they had just built a new deck. She listed out the screws, up, you know, everything. So
that's a bit much. Yeah.
Well, women in Palm Beach used to buy Louis Vuittons and hide them. You know, like, their closet would be full of red bottom shoes. And then they'd go and get a divorce. And till one guy said, have you seen her jean collection? How about her shoe collection alone is worth $40,000. So the judge let it in as evidence. And now men are a little bit wiser, you know, why all those women are buying the red bottom shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. Wow.
Anyhow.
Well, I definitely understand your rationale for not wanting to be married.
I have a quick question for Felicia. Mm-hmm. So, are you going to date younger again?
I think my limit now is 5 years. Maybe 5 years.
And why?
I think I lucked out with my ex because he didn't act like he was 10 years younger than me. But I have met a guy that was 10 years younger than me, and he was not mature at all. And I can't deal with it.
Right. Do you think it also has something to do with your getting older and your health? You know, if you stay within that 5 year range, they're kind of close to where you're going to be, you know,
and the mentality, you know, I'm on a dating site and I'll look at the picture that they have on there. And they got saggy jeans, or they got on this big old rope, or they got, you know, something. I'm just like, yeah, that ain't me. Or you posing in this certain pose, and you know, you trying to be a b-boy or whatever.
Yeah,
that is not no. My friends would look at me cockeyed if I brought somebody like that. They're like, what are you doing? Play toy?
Not even now. Not even. You can't even. I wouldn't dare like have a young play boy now, because it's too much social media. There's too many ways. Yeah. There's just no. You cannot do the things we used to do when we were kids. Young adults. You know? Like, these kids now don't even know what real cheese is, or a good tomato, or an orange.
She said tomatoes, orange. Yeah, they might not.
He even the welfare cheese back in the day was better than the cheese today.
Yeah, it was real. Yeah, this process, everything is processed, microwavable, fast. You know, we in this microwavable society. Everybody wants things right now.
Yep. Oh, one thing I did want to add is I keep, through the dating process with Kyle, I keep reminding myself that I'm not dating him for his potential. Mm-hmm. The minute you start dating someone for their potential, you're going to be disappointed. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if I keep reminding myself I'm not dating him for his potential, I'm dating him for who he is today. He might be someone different next week. Mm-hmm. But you enjoy those little growth, those growth spurts, those goals that you set, those things. Those are the things that matter.
I like that. I guess you come with a lot of wisdom. Is he learning a lot from you? And I'm from him too.
Yes, but I have to be careful how I teach him because it can't come off like I'm teaching him. Like, I will ask him questions. If he does something, I will ask him, so, you know, do you think that was a good move? Or how did you feel about that? Or, like, I ask him, you know, I think he'll come to conclusions. I don't have to point certain things out to him. If he's going to get in the car and drive with someone who's drunk because they're having fun, that's where I step in. But we don't do that. He used to, like, you know, his friends would be idiots. And
yeah, what you said, that's any age with me. And even if they're your age or older, they don't want to feel like you telling them what to do. Or that has nothing to do with age.
Yeah. So. But I don't know if I could go back to dating an older guy. I know we probably only have a couple of minutes left. I don't know if I could go back to dating an older guy.
Why not?
You're too old. I'm sorry.
Kyle keeps me on my toes, sort of. Like, he keeps me wanting to be young. Like, I'm going to be 54 in August, you know? And so,
August what?
7th.
Oh, you're a Leo. Me too. Mm-hmm. I'm the 15th.
Yeah. Oh, my mom is the 15th.
Mine too. Yeah, the 15th.
Yeah. So,
on your toes.
He keeps me on my toes, but I don't think I will ever find someone younger that is like Kyle. So, I need some work done in this space here. So I need some work done in this space. And he was here yesterday and I looked at him. I was like, honey, he's like, no, this is your space. You got this. And I go, I think I'm going to have to find me a young handyman to come help me. He's like, okay.
And he went in and fixed everything you needed. I got this.
What was the difference in the old, other than like the did you find yourself comparing the doctor to Kyle sometimes at the beginning as far as what they were able to do, what they did do, however, sex, money, you know, anything? Did you find yourself kind of comparing it to? Because that was a drastic change
from somebody very drastic.
You probably could have been Kyle's grandpa. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you probably could have been. I got love. Never did anything with the doctor.
Really?
Got love from Kyle. Huh?
How long were you guys together? Was this because you live with them? Didn't you say you live with them?
No, I didn't live with him. He let me decorate his house. Like, he was saying, I want you to move in. Right? That's why I left and didn't say anything. Mm. I didn't want the please come back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had made up my mind that I didn't want to get old. I didn't. And I felt like I would have gotten old fast. I could have had a lot of money, but I had a lot of money. Mm. What more I would have just been trapped, you know? So, I don't know. Kyle was just, he's part of the kids that grew up, and we tried to make him feminine. You know, we tried to make our men feminine. He's not feminine by all means. He's all man, but he's got that warm heart and soul. And, you know, I watched him. The minute I knew I was going to be okay, we went over to his friend's house. His friend's uncle lived next door. And he's very old. He went over with his friend to shower the uncle.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, that didn't bother me. He's like, no. He's like, no. You know, he's like, I used to take care of your mom like that. Huh? Felicia, what were you saying?
I think she was saying she wanted a man like that, but that was...
I like a sensitive man.
You got to look for them. And mm-hmm. if you don't spot them, they're not going to come out and go, hi, I'm sensitive. You have to know what to look for. Yeah, for sure.
And being vulnerable. Yeah.
So, any questions? Any other questions?
What's in the future for you guys? Traveling, or, you know, what's doing business together?
Oh, well, we've learned to take it kind of just day by day. We bought an RV a couple of years ago.
Nice.
And so we live in that. We house it occasionally, and it reminds us that we like our RV, because these houses, you know, they're on the water and they're beautiful and they're huge. And I got to walk a mile to cook a dinner, you know, between. It's crazy. But I appreciate our small, I mean, being us and living in an RV in a tight space. Can you imagine? And we're still together.
Right.
You guys live all the time in an RV.
Yes. Yes.
Is it on the beach? Or?
It's on the water. It's on the lake. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I get up in the morning, I got the lake view, sunrise, sunset, fire pit out there. Our dogs run around, the other people's dogs run around, and everybody's happy. And we have our outside living space, and, you know, my kitchen inside, walk out the stairs, grill. I mean, I don't know. A house is just too big. When we came from a house, and it was just too much to clean, too much stuff in the closet of us going out shopping, going, oh, I think I have that in the spare bedroom closet. No, now I know exactly what I have. It's minimal. I don't have all the fancy clothes that I used to have and all the fancy shoes, but I live in the country now, and you don't really need that. I don't live in Palm Beach.
So you had a total lifestyle change.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes.
You look very happy.
Thank you. Like, when I think about him and just talking about him, and I know how good he is to me, and he loves me and I love him, and it's as long as we don't fall out of love at the same time. I mean, he could hate me, and you've got to, when it's someone's turn to be mad, let them.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of fighting about the little stuff, just sit back and go, ooh, you need this today. Okay. You win.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's it. So learning how to fight, does that make sense?
All the sense makes a lot.
And that makes good sense.
You really kind of given us a different perspective on thinking and stuff. So it's like you're really saying some profound things today and taking it all in. I appreciate that. That's that wisdom.
Yeah. Well,
and
awesome.
Experience.
I wasn't sure about coming on. You know, I was like, how is this going to go? but I wrote down some bullet points. And, you know, for someone else that is thinking about dating someone younger, you got to look for the signs. If you don't look for the signs, you're going to lose your youth and beauty to someone who doesn't give a crap.
Well, you what know? Are the signs, girl? Do tell. What are the signs?
You got to look at how they treat their mom, other people. You know? You and I'm not talking about the waitress, you know, or the waiter. I'm just talking about genuinely how they treat other people. And if they ever talk to you in a manner that disrupts your soul, if you don't fix it or you don't talk about it and he doesn't talk back, it means you're not ever going to be able to communicate. Mm. Like, you have to be able to say things and talk to each other. And this is going to sound really stupid, but the moment I knew that this was no longer going to be a plaything, I had a bathroom off of my bedroom, and he just sat down to go to the bathroom and didn't shut the door and continued to talk to me, and it didn't bother me.
Oh, yeah.
And you didn't fart in front of me, you didn't anything in front of me, but it didn't bother me. Hmm. That was when I knew.
That's complete vulnerability. That's openness. That's trust.
But he did it like you know, and I would normally get on someone. How dare you fart in front of me? That's just right. Absolutely disgusting. Burp? Oh, you didn't burp either. So, oh, he just texted me. He's like, "How's it going?" See, and he communicates.
Still got time to just come on and say hello. He could just come say hello and we can end it.
He's at home. But you know, it's those things right there. You know? He texts me, how's it going? Oh, we have this thing. We first kissed at 10:08. And I know it doesn't mean anything to anybody, but if you go in all the stores, the time is 10:08 on all the clocks. Our first kiss was at 10:08. So for the last 9 years, at 10:08, we pick up our phone if it's 10:08, and we, a little heart, anything, you know? We let each other know that we're thinking about each other, you know?
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. So sweet. You got to have a bond of some sort, mm-hmm. something that reminds you of why you're there to begin with, why you got together. Yeah. Oh,
that makes in any age.
Yeah, I love
that. Yep. So
well, we truly appreciate you coming on and sharing with us. And I think you should do that show, whatever it is that you were talking about, talking to women about what you're experiencing. Because there may be other women out here dating younger men.
Or it's other not women. Even younger men. I think women should know what they're in for.
Right.
Yeah.
What's happened to your body? And oh, by the way, if you're dating a younger man, I can help you with that too. Just give you what my experiences was. So.
Well, you know, do you remember? Let's go back to how I told you you went to prison for a year. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So whether you know it or not, they give them stuff in prison that makes them lose their erection. Do you know that?
I didn't know that.
Know that?
Is that just in Florida or everywhere?
I can't vouch for everywhere, but in Florida, I know they, you know, he told me they do. Hmm. So, yeah. That's...
Wow.
So, coming back from that when he got out was really tough. Hmm. You know, it was... you know, I don't know. So when you deal with someone who has been in there and coming out, you kind of have to, they don't talk. They keep a tight lip. But if you understand some of the things that went on or whatever, yeah.
Now, anyway. Prison or jail? Because that's like two different things.
Prison.
Okay, yeah.
So they give you a year and a day, you go to prison.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we don't really talk about it much. All I know is there, I was there every weekend.
That's support.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably appreciated that a whole lot.
Yeah, well, okay, being the, okay. So I used to bring board games for the kids and for everybody, you know, and I met the warden, and when he got out on work release, they allowed him to, me to pick him up and take him down to Palm Beach to see his mom as she was passing away. He was in the hospital, which they don't really ever do. But from the get-go, you know, I got in to know all the players of the game, you know, and I did all the right things. And I didn't try to take advantage or do anything. But there was this one CO. She used to love to dress like, what's that girl on Empire? Cece or Coco?
Cookie.
Really glamorous. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, they made her take off all her lashes and everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So. But she did, but that's what she gets for messing with the, you know, women who are trying to go and visit, you know. You don't need no pat down because I'm wearing a wire bra. You know I'm wearing a wire bra. Mm-hmm. Whatever, but it's just.
I know you feel violated going there.
You do.
And my uncle, and I got to be patted down and all up between your legs. I'm like, I hated that.
Yep. And it's not necessary all the time. You know, it's not.
I had a boyfriend that was, I hated when they went here. Mm. I'm like, what? Why are you going in between? I mean,
you know, you put just walking stuff in there, thing.
I mean, I know they're big enough. I could probably put quite a bit in there, but it's still weird.
Speaking of big enough. All right. So, younger guys like these, do you guys have big chests?
Yes. Tim?
Yes. Yes.
Tatas.
Tatas. Well, mine loves the videos of the girls bouncing. So, I don't know, maybe that's a younger thing.
You have to bounce sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah, you better bounce.
Like, if we're arguing, all I have to do is take my shirt off. Like, if we're getting undressed for bed and he's just in a bad mood or he's being, you know, a brat, I'll just take my shirt off and he'll look at me and he'll smile. And I just give a little bounce and it's all good. He forgot why he was mad.
That's cute.
At least you know, this is the thing. You guys have figured out your space in each other's lives. And that's beautiful.
Yes.
And when you were talking about the RV, I've always said, I just want to go rent an RV and just rent that off and just hang out and see what that's like. Because it seems like I live down here in Georgia in like a touristy area. So we see a lot of older people with their RVs and they come park in the outlet parking lot and they're just having a good time. Not worried about a thing. Mm-mm. Life is just easy.
Well, no, it's not easy, especially when you do a lot of traveling around. You got the driving and everything. But, you know, think about it. They're older. They're on their last leg. There's so much they want to do. You know, they think getting in an RV and is going is the answer. I say you should do it when you're younger. Mm. You know? Mm. My goal was by 50, I wanted an RV. So, you know, we got an RV and it's work. Set up, take down, set up, take down. You meet people, you gotta leave. You, I mean, and living full time in an RV is not easy. You know, they get all up in your business.
Do you miss your glamorous life sometimes?
Do I?
Yes,
I do.
You can go back to. If you choose to, you just choose not to, right?
I wouldn't fit in. I don't think I would. I mean, I can really get dressed up and fit in anywhere, you know? Like, okay, so hold on.
I like her. She's cool.
I like, ooh, that's cute.
This is an original Oscar de la Renta that I can't let go.
And pieces like that are timeless. You know, they don't go out of style.
No, I did gain a little weight and don't fit into it anymore. But
well, that's true. But you would get better.
You know, you remind me of a housewife from the Real Housewives of
Jersey.
No, don't say Jersey.
Of Jill. Sarah, is it Sarah? Sharon?
Oh, she looks like her.
Yes, you remind me of her. You do look like her. Jill Darren. She's not on there anymore. She was an original. But you remind me of her.
A little bit.
And that's,
like, as long as it wasn't Teresa or Danielle, I'm okay.
Oh, yeah.
Danielle. Yeah, Teresa,
coming on. We had so much fun with you. I learned a lot. I really
yeah,
did.
Let's stay in
and
touch
I really
for
do
sure.
Hope that you guys continue on and just love each other.
Hey, are you anywhere near St. Simon's Island?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we need to be on that speaking tour that you're from.
Well, we're coming up, I think, next month to St. Simon's Island.
Say that again, I'm sorry.
We're coming up, I think, to St. Simon's Island. We're going to go. Oh. Hold on.
Where is
I'm not far from St. Simon's Island.
Oh.
St. Simon's Island.
I don't know. It's in Georgia, I guess.
Yes, it's not far from me. Let me see. It's It's only
What's your dog's name? What are your dog's names?
Okay, so Freedom is the little girl's name, because I figured if I don't ever really get Freedom, I have Freedom. And Goku, that's the big brother, same litter. Goku, he was a warrior in the cartoon Dragon Ball Z.
Okay.
Kyle named Goku.
Oh, that's cool.
That's his generation. So we have Freedom and Goku.
I like that.
I like Freedom. I love that. That seems like it fits. St. Simon.
Yeah, it's good until you go outside and you start yelling, Freedom! Freedom!
Freedom!
Freedom! Freedom! People are like, okay, what are you doing? I'm yelling for my dog.
Be like, goodness, she couldn't wait to get away from him. She came on hollering Freedom.
I didn't even think of it like that, Sheree. But yeah, I'm only an hour away from St. Simon.
Okay. So, well, you know, we'll keep in touch and I'll send you that link of for automated. I want to figure out what parts of it I want to give. Maybe if you tell me what you guys need, I can only give you certain parts of it, because too much of it is overwhelming.
Okay.
Very overwhelming. So.
Well, we appreciate you coming on, and we will definitely be in touch.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate
that. We said we like him already.
And ask him if he got an older brother for Fee. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm not ready yet. All right, you guys. We are going to say good night. And if you guys have any questions for Tammy, we will surely get them to her if you are interested in dating a younger man.
Yes.
If anybody needs a CRM or automation software, I'm at automated, AU2mated.com.
There you go. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
You in so many different ways.
Yes.
All right. Good night, guys.
Bye.
We are here to inspire her, the total woman.
Yes.